All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, let's do this. On a Thursday, we've got a lot to say, a lot to cover. Reminder, if you want to follow the program and the things we're up to, both with this show and not, at Valeni Podcast on the, the Twitter and Instagram. Always Aggravated Episode 3 is up, radio.com, and of course, iTunes. So go get it, subscribe, rate it, pass it on. I'm going to start with something that would be looked down upon if I did it by itself. Because there's one rule in Metro Detroit, you don't start a show with college basketball. You just don't do it. You don't do it. I'd be better off talking about one of my dog's buttholes than I would college basketball in this city. But
better off talking about Dwayne Casey's blue-collar attitude. I had to hear that again this morning.
Yeah, you know what it is? It fits the rest of that tired franchise. It's a stale bit.
How many times do you have to hear blue-collar?
Yeah. You know what blue-collar means in the NBA? Short on talent. Not exciting. Boring. No one comes to our games.com. Now let me get into real basketball. And I'm going to relate it to football. Oh, that's right. I'm not crazy. But last night, Michigan basketball exhibited every reason I don't hate them. Let me explain. I have said to you, I don't hate John Beilein. He's a dude. John Beilein goes out with no fanfare, without the media cupping his balls, and he just wins. Wins the conference, gets to the Final Four, plays for championships, wins. Last night, they put a bullet in one of the five best teams in America. Killed them. Game wasn't even as close as the score indicated. I can't hate that because they do the job. And they do it for a university who really doesn't care about them. And they do it for a fan base who feels like it's a dirty word to say we're a basketball school. And they do it for a media who would much rather cup Harbaugh's nuts than ever give the attention that is deserved to Michigan basketball.
Hey!
It's every reason I love them and hate Michigan football. You know why I hate Michigan football? Because you're all talk. Because you're a fraud. Because you don't beat nobody. Because your coach wants all the attention and the willing water carriers in the local and national media give it to him. And guess what? John Beilein has more wins in a day than Harbaugh's got in 4 years. Jim Harbaugh does not have any win on his resume nearly as impressive as what John Beilein did last night. And that's off the heels of playing for a national title last year. If you're a Spartan fan, hey, you could dislike Michigan. And I'm not telling you I sit here and root for Michigan. But my respect for Michigan basketball is incredible because they just go to work. They do what the MSU teams of old used to do. Put your head down, go to work. And results speak volumes. Michigan basketball beats people, wins things, does things. And the media never covers them the way that they cover that nutcase in his football team. I don't have to read about John Beilein eating gelato. I don't have to read about John Beilein doing podcasts. I don't have to read about Michigan players being the greatest gift since pants with pockets. I want to know if you can identify with what I'm saying. Every reason you should love Michigan basketball is every reason you should loathe Michigan football. And they reside on the same campus. Everything Michigan basketball accomplishes highlights what Michigan football fails at. And only when you compare the two can you see just how fraudulent the Michigan football program is. John Beilein is the best coach at that school. Michigan basketball is the best team at that school. And they have done far more in the last 15 years basketball-wise than football. I don't do the whole basketball school routine. It bores me. Schools can be good at both. Florida won a title in both. You know, OSU won a title in both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. But this is one of those deals when I watched that game last night. Brzdikas, or however you say his name. I mean, I don't care if he's 20 or 21 years old. That's a one-and-done player. That's an NBA player. Ambidextrous, crafty, inside-out game, tough, little bit of swagger. You can hate on him in a Zach Morris haircut. Dude can play. And I'd trade out about 90% of MSU's roster to get him. They bring in talent. They play. They play incredibly hard. They do everything Michigan football doesn't do. Because you know what? Michigan basketball is tough. Mo Wagner came to Breslin Center last year and defecated on our court. Fans booing, jeering, heckling, didn't matter because they were tough. Late game situation, need a bucket, they'll come through. Michigan football, glass jaw. Imposters, paper tigers, posers. Things get tough, they crumble. It's why you don't hear me speak in toxic terms about Michigan basketball. I have nothing but respect for John Beilein. I watch them and they're enjoyable. I watch them and they're credible. I really look for it and the coverage they deserve isn't there. And above all, they win. They win big games. And last night was one of the most authoritative performances you will see all season long. All season long. I want to know if you identify with what I am saying, that every reason to love Michigan hoops is every reason to hate Michigan football. It's the God's honest truth. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend I can break down Michigan and UNC and have any of you care. Can't do it. But I did stay up late watching that game. And there aren't enough platitudes for me to tell you how impressed I am. I think they're an absolute Final Four team. And if it wasn't for the presence of Duke or Gonzaga, I'd make you a title contender. But no, I don't believe you're going to beat either of those teams. But John Beilein is about to go and make a run at another national title. While your head coach leaves the field in disgrace, giving up 62 to his biggest rival. Beilein owns Izzo. Urban owns Jimmy. I mean, these two programs are polar opposites. And yet one is championed, and the other is fairly by at large ignored. And I find it hilarious. You fall at the feet of this false messiah, and meanwhile, the dude with the goods is standing right in front of you. Tell me John Beilein's not one of the five best college coaches in America. Tell me. Go. I mean, argue with me. I mean, Roy Williams is at a better university, right? A better basketball program, and probably by and large gets better players. But Roy Williams, here's a dirty secret. Roy Williams doesn't do a whole lot of coaching. I mean, he'll stand there and yell at people, make a few substitutions, but it's well known in the college game. Roy Williams doesn't do a whole lot of coaching. John Beilein's a dude. He coaches. John Beilein, when you punch, he'll counterpunch. You know what Harbaugh can't do? Can't counterpunch. I listened to Joel Klatt talk about this, and he loves juggling Harbaugh's peaches. And you know what Klatt said? Same thing. When you take away Harbaugh's ability to run the football and only pass when they want to, he can't counterpunch. He can't win those games. That doesn't happen to John Beilein. John Beilein is the king of counterpunching. You got a scheme, you got a wrinkle, cool, so does he. You want to take away one of his guys? No problem. I'm just asking you to look at it honestly. 248-539-9797. But I thought Michigan was incredible last night. And I think they're absolutely for real. And I think they're going to be one of those teams that unless something crazy happens, they will play deep into March. Possibly as far as playing for another title. You're not going to get the bitter Spartan routine from me. I'm just telling you, when you wonder, God, man, Mike really hates Michigan football. This is why. Because they're phony. They're fake. It's all hype. Stories about ice cream and scooters and bull bleep. The real deal at U of M, the program that I have no problem respecting and the program I have no problem hurling platitudes on, it's the basketball team. Beilein's a better coach than Harbaugh. He doesn't require the attention. He doesn't have to dance for anything. He just does it. He rolls up his sleeves. He looks like a seventh grade science teacher, and then he kicks your ass. I love it. They're entertaining to watch. They got good players. They play hard. And you know what? Hats off, man. That's a hell of a good team on the heels of playing for a national title. 248-539-9797. We'll get the thoughts of the two angry Wolverines behind the glass next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.